From the Heart, April 8. Good ground hearers. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. What an encouragement it is that the sower is not always to meet with disappointment. The seed is sometimes received into honest hearts. The hearers comprehend the truth and do not resist the Holy Spirit or refuse to receive the impression of truth upon their hearts. They receive the truth into the heart, and it accomplishes its transforming work upon the character. They are not able to change their own hearts, but the Holy Spirit, through their obedience to the truth, sanctifies the soul. The good heart does not mean a heart without sin, for the gospel is to be preached to the lost. Jesus says, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Convicted sinners see themselves as transgressors in the great moral mirror, God's holy law. They look upon the Savior upon the cross of Calvary and ask why this great sacrifice was made. And the cross points to the holy law of God, which has been transgressed. It was to save the transgressor from ruin that he who was co-equal with God offered up his life on Calvary. The law has no power to pardon the evildoer, but Jesus has taken the sins of the transgressor upon himself, and as a sinner exercises faith in him as the sacrifice, Christ imputes his own righteousness to the guilty one. There has been but one way of salvation since the days of Adam. There is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. We have no reason to fear while we are looking to Jesus, believing that he is able to save all who come unto him. As the result of active faith in Christ, we are brought into the moral warfare with the world, the flesh, and the devil. If we undertake this warfare in our own wisdom, our human ability, we shall certainly be overcome. But if we exercise living faith in Jesus and practice godliness, we shall understand what it means to be sanctified through the truth. And we shall not be overcome in the conflict, for heavenly angels encamp around about us. Christ is the captain of our salvation. He it is who strengthens his followers for the moral conflict which they are pledged to undertake. Those who open the scriptures and feed upon the heavenly manna become partakers of the divine nature. They have no life or experience apart from Christ. They know that in character they must be like him with whom God is well pleased.